Live from Birmingham, I'm Richard Banks with WBHM News. Barring a legal challenge, Alabama plans to execute Gregory Hunt this evening. That's for the 1988 murder and sexual assault of Karen Lane, a Walker County woman. The Gulf States Newsroom's Kat Stromquist reports.
Hunt is set to be the fifth person in Alabama to be put to death by a controversial nitrogen gas method. He previously joined a legal challenge about lethal injection. In a phone interview, Hunt says he doesn't like how Alabama is going about things.
It seems like no matter what method they come up with, it has to involve some kind of cruelty.
Hunt began studying the Bible after his arrest and is deeply religious. Because of his spirituality, he says he isn't afraid to die.
I don't know why people cry at funerals if they're going to heaven.
A spokesperson for Alabama's attorney general says their office is in touch with Lane's family and that they are hopeful that she can finally receive justice. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Kat Stromquist.
A war of words has erupted between California Governor Gavin Newsom and U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville. Tuberville joined a number of conservative voices calling for Newsom's arrest. That came after the California governor claimed the federal government had overstepped its bounds by calling out the National Guard in Los Angeles following sometimes violent protests against immigration raids in Los Angeles. Tuberville said of Newsom, "Lock him up." According to conservative news outlet Florida's Voice, Tuberville added, "LA looks like a third world country." Newsom shot back at Tuberville, a former football coach, that Alabama has three times the homicide rate of California. He then advised that Tuberville should, quote, "stick to football, bro." And qualifying begins today for municipal elections in Alabama. In most cities in the state, mayoral, council, and local Board of Education races will be held later this year. The qualification period ends June 24th. Voters will cast their ballots in the elections on August 26th. You'll find more news anytime at WBHM.org. It is 6:34 and 70 degrees in Birmingham, 72 in Tuscaloosa. It looks like skies will gradually clear today. It looks like the rain's also going to move out, at least for a few days. Mostly clear tonight and tomorrow. Highs in the mid and upper 80s. Lows tonight in the mid 60s. Rain returns at the end of the week.